This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You wanted to call me on the carpet for something I was not going to say yesterday. Hit it. Tell me.
Yeah, Kenny, you were annoyed, I could tell, throughout the entire course of the show yesterday because in your mind, you didn't think I was upset enough about losing to the Steelers.
I couldn't get upset with you because you did not care as much as I thought you should. You care, but you weren't as mad as I thought you should be. But I ended up being the odd man out. Nobody was as angry as I was.
You didn't think so?
I felt like the fool. I felt like the fool yesterday.
Okay. Well, I don't think you should feel foolish about it. I think a lot of it had to do with the it was the Steelers. But regardless of that, if you're truly that angry, like today, like we've had time to be angry about the situation, about Deshaun Watson not working out, and about whether or not this organization needs to make sweeping changes or run it back again. Both are very complex decisions, and both have a lot of intended but certainly unintended consequences that can be very trying for the future of this organization. Like, we are at another one of those Cleveland Browns inflection points. With that said, if you're as angry as you were yesterday, then I don't think running it back works for you. So, given that, I don't know that Andrew Berry can return in his role, and then all the chips that fall after that would have to include what could be a complete house cleaning. So, I want to take your temperature a day later. You now have another 24 hours to kind of think about where the organization is and the type of footing they're in.
You know, I got to make sure I'm not just pussyfooting around this just to do it. Because you brought that up yesterday after the show, and I know you like to hide some things because it's a debate, it's an argument, and I know you don't want to just give away your hand here. Honestly, this is a giant game of euchre between the four of us. So I had to think about this for a while, and I still can't come up with a great answer. I don't want to fire people. Like, there were some people going, "Yeah, fire him, Ken. You're right." I'm like, I did not call for him to be fired. I did not call for Andrew Berry to be fired. On record, I did not want Andrew Berry. I didn't want to call him for him to be fired. I don't want him to be fired. Because again, I don't want to waste time. I do not. I'm tired of admitting I've wasted time. And that's what the last 5 years would have been. But my issue is that you're leaving me without a good argument for him. Other than I don't want to have any sort of search for a general manager. Because guys, How can I look at it as personal responsibility. And by the way, stop me on any of this, because if you feel I'm talking in circles and not seeing the truth, you need to call me out on this. All right? Damn it, I'm going to tell you right now. I got to come up with ideas to replace him. That's what I get upset with other radio show hosts for. It is the easiest thing in the world is to say so-and-so needs to be fired. Okay, dummy, who's your replacement? Who are you going to replace him with? Because a lot of radio show hosts, they just love to say guys should be fired, and they have no idea who should replace him or what the good idea is, because they're afraid to have that debate. Well, okay, I think about that. I don't know up-and-coming general managers. I haven't paid attention to them for 5 years. So how is it responsible of me to say that he needs to be fired? I can't just say, well, anything different would be better. No, we've had anything different would be better before, and they ended up being far worse. But I know as of right now, I can't change my opinion on that, and I'm not going to over the last 24 hours. I don't trust him to make the picks in the future. These draft picks, the very recent ones, have been pretty nice. But again, do we have enough time to really let these guys show that they are or are not really good football players? And it's unfortunate, but it's still going to be used against them. Like JOK. JOK's working. I don't know what's going on with the neck. I don't know if he's ever going to be able to play again. Guys, the only reason I say this is because I don't know. They really don't tell us much.
They've been very quiet.
What Kevin says on Monday, and he says it in passing, and he moves on as quick as he can. So even a guy that I would love to make an argument for and go, he found JOK in the second round, and everybody was all worried about his health and all this other stuff, and that guy's been an animal for us, and he has, and I love JOK. Now I can't make that argument. Greg Newsom. Greg Newsom has been a guy who we have argued about whether or not to trade him. Well, you don't make arguments about trading first rounders if they're that good. I know it was back end of the first round, but still. We can go down. DeJuan Jones is a great find in the fourth round. DeJuan Jones has finished the season on IR the first 2 years of his career. Those are unfortunate incidents because he can't see in April of 2023 that DeJuan Jones is going to finish the first 2 years of his career on IR. But that still all gets used against you. So now, am I making an argument for him to stay or am I making excuses? Well, I don't want to make excuses for the guy just because I don't want to move on.
I get in theory what you're saying when you say, well, if I don't know the next GM, then I can't just hear, you know, shouting into the wind they should fire the current one.
So I should start doing some research and find some guys? You're telling me to do?
I think there is kind of an easy explanation, though. I mean, if you're saying you don't trust the GM to make the draft picks, then it kind of has to be somebody else. You're not teeing somebody up with at least 8 or 9 draft picks, you know, in this draft. You're not teeing that person up for what will be a vitally important draft to try to right the ship. Because we said earlier in the show, like, somebody had tweeted, like, no, we're not just giving up. We're not just calling it a day on the Cleveland Browns right now, like they're just doomed for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. No, but their margin for error is gone.
No.
They have to hit on these draft picks in a huge way. They almost have to hit on this first-round draft pick.
My one thought of it is, we could bring this back if you want to a little bit, because I think some people are maybe confused with me because, again, I'm angry, but I don't necessarily want to move on because I think I'm putting a team behind the eight ball. You know, it used to be right after the season, you move on from a general manager. What if I do let him make these draft picks? What if I let him finish the draft and then, you know, there's another decision that comes out after that? Because if I bring in a new group, that guy's going to want to bring in, they're going to want to bring in their own people and their own scouts. And then I'm really working from behind because now you have a bunch of different ideas. And that first draft almost goes over like a mulligan. Remember, how many guys have come here as new general managers and they have just traded down for picks and stockpiled picks for the next year. And they've punted on that draft and then tried to sell us on time. Well, okay, that's maybe the best argument I can make for not moving on at the end of this season. But if that were to be the way it goes, then I never move on from him because I'm always going from behind. So do you wait until after the draft? The Bills did that, I believe, once. Other teams have done that here recently. Do I wait until then?
That would make no sense whatsoever.
I'll explain why it does make sense coming up next. 216-474-0092. Should I be pressing the nuclear option right now? Am I being a sissy and should I be pressing the nuclear option?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.